What is up, everyone, and welcome back to another Slabstack Sundays episode. We are looking at the PWCC Weekly Auction number 119, and I am on the road again, two straight weeks. Last weekend, I was in England, and it was 2:45 at night or in the morning, and now it's East Coast time zone in Atlanta, Georgia. So next week, I'll be back in the main studio. I haven't been actually on the road to do one of these in probably like over a year, and then now it's two straight weeks. So Julian, I feel like I'm like you in India, back in Illinois.
Not like me. I was going to say, I'm trying to be like you, like big timer, like Aaron. I appreciate your time. I know you're super busy, like traveling across the country and the world.
Look at that, global. You know, Julian.
Global.
Yeah, very much so. But I am
I like the dedication, though. No matter where Slapstocks Aaron is.
That doesn't matter. I'm there. But we got a really good auction to look at tonight. There's actually some mega pieces in tonight's auction. You just see it right there with the Connor Bedard high gloss, numbered out of 10, rookie PSA 8.5. I'm looking forward to talking about the high-end cards, talking about maybe the mid-level rookies as well. Not talking about the Milwaukee Bucks and all the injuries and how much pain I feel right now as a Milwaukee Bucks fan. But, is what it is. But on the bright side, I am currently in Atlanta, Georgia, not just because I wanted to be in Atlanta, Georgia, although it's actually a very nice city. Never really been downtown here, but because –
very nice. Tops, I like you love Atlanta.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Topps is hosting their industry conference here this weekend for shop owners, breakers, and different things like that. And Papa Slabs and I – able to go. Very fun time so far. Opening night ceremonies tonight. Going to learn a lot this weekend about what's in store for 2024 and 2025, not only for Topps, but PWCC as well, as PWCC is a Fanatics-owned brand. There is actually a couple things going on at PWCC this weekend here, so excited to learn more. Should be some fun times ahead, and tonight I got to meet Thurman Thomas, and got a cool on-card autograph of Thurman Thomas. I'll make the screen a little bit bigger here for a second. There's my new Thurman Thomas. Roman U 2024 Topps Industry Conference. You know, it's actually really cool. And if you don't know who Thurman Thomas is, you're not alone, because Julian didn't know who Thurman Thomas was either.
Well, I know who Thurman is. That's the only Thurman I know.
I'm very much so aware of who Thurman Thomas is. That probably helps I was involved with cards and video games. He used to be in all the older Maddens and stuff like that, as like legend players and stuff. So I know who he is. But Andrew, I was hoping you were going to give him some flack for it, because we got a little bit of a fraud over here on our hands, everyone.
I don't know who that is. I should probably look him up.
Yeah, you probably should. He's actually one of the best running backs of all time. So that's pretty cool. He played at Oklahoma State, but it's going to be a fun 3 days here. Conference goes until Tuesday. Whatever information we're able to share, I hope to be able to share, maybe on Instagram or here next Sunday or whenever it might be. But just stay tuned. You know, like I said, whatever I'm able to share, I hope to share. So it should be a fun weekend. Looking forward to spending time with others in the hobby here, and my dad as well. So should be really good. But happy to be back.
The only thing I care about from this conference, you got your baseball card, so are you going to make a case for Papa Slabs to get his? That's all I really care about.
Oh, you're saying in big league?
I need a Papa Slabs baseball card.
No, we did talk about a little bit with Breaks with Jess tonight, though, because she got her card in this year's big league, and talked to some people at Fanatics that I know that put me into the 2023 sets. Maybe I got to get that pitch going. You know, vote for Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. We need to vote for Papa Slabs for 20. I mean, Julian doesn't know that.
I didn't get the reference, but yes, vote for Papa
Slabs. Vote for Papa Slabs for 2025 big league. Start the campaign now. All right, but let's dive into tonight's auction. We also got the Wolves and the Suns going right now. I think it's like a 14-9 Wolves going for that sweep. I really hope that the Wolves pull off that sweep. You know why? Because any amount of teams losing that aren't the Bucks will help distract from people talking about the Bucks. So go Wolves. And also, I just like the Wolves too. Exactly, Andrew. Four straight. Do you know that the Bills made four straight Super Bowls and lost them all?
I know they were good. I don't know the exact number. I didn't know it was four, but.
Well, you never know. Maybe the Niners.
Well, before my time.
Maybe the Niners will find themselves in that camp of making all these Super Bowls and losing them all too. So we're on it. You're on it.
Our draft picks. Maybe they're pulling off a masterclass. I don't see yet.
I was going to say, you know, 3 years ago, I was doubting the Packers' plan, and it started to come together a little bit. We haven't made the Super Bowl in a bit, but, hey, maybe just trust the process because you got Brock Purdy, so you got to trust the process. All right, let's jump into tonight's auction and start to go through some of these cards. So I'm going to flip the screen here because I want to talk about rookie cards alone tonight. You know, there's a lot of cards in here every week, and as you can see right here, there's a really big non-rookie with Kobe Bryant. This is from the Eminence set, but it's actually all white background, which is very unusual for Eminence. Normally it's all like black background cards, especially from those ones in 17 and 18. But we're going to be talking about rookie cards tonight specifically, just because there's some really good ones, I think. So it's going to be a fun time talking about these. We're going to play our usual C3 pick one type of game here between Julian and I. And we haven't done it for a little bit, so I figured it'd be a good time to throw it back into the mix and get some discussion going around these rookie cards. We'll give our thoughts on these, talk about the prices, talk about what we like about them or don't like about them too. So I think we're just going to start from the top here because I think it's a very interesting one. You've kind of got the Tatum and the Wemby that are close in price. I don't think we should really include the Bedard in this one just because it's such a more expensive card. Normally we don't see cards that are two times more expensive that are sitting next to each other. So, Julian, I'm going to kick it over to you, and we'll just go from the two basketball cards. You got the Tatum Mojo at 25 PSA 10 rookie or the Wemby rookie orange at 49 PSA 10. Which card would you rather have and why? It's a perfect debate because they're about the same price right now.
Right now, I'd go with the Jason Tatum. I think Victor Wembanyama has a bright future ahead, but it's still hard for me to wrap my head around like an out of 49 going for that much money. I don't know what his market entails, like what's going to happen in the future, but Tatum has proven he's a great scorer. I really like the card. Prism's kind of become the point where it's overproduced now, so I'm not a huge fan of the more recent Prism drops, but yeah, I only have good things to say about Victor Wembanyama. He's crazy. So, but out of the two, I'd take the Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I think it's a tough one because, like you said, you know, Prism up to this point is, you know, what do we see? A 63 card rainbow this year. I can guarantee you that 2017 Prism wasn't anything close to that. 2017 Prism was kind of like that last set before it started to hit like hyperdrive with like print runs increasing. So there's definitely just like a different to me like perception between the two sets. I mean, we're doing the thing where we're going to eliminate the two. So I got to take the Wemby in my case, but,
what do you've taken? I'm assuming you would have taken the Wemby otherwise. Cause I know you're not a huge.
The only reason why I would go with the Tatum over it is because like, I really don't think many people care a whole lot about the orange on 49 considering that the orange was like 60, I think 1 year, two maybe. So it kind of seems like a card that's not going to really have a whole lot of love going forward. The Mojo is definitely a softer card for a good amount of years now. But I'll make an argument for the Wemby at least. I mean, all you gotta do is just ask the peers, ask the other NBA players. He tied Jokic for the most votes to start a franchise with. It actually kind of shocks me he wasn't like a clear cut number one. Like, I think that Jokic is obviously amazing. He's not that old yet to where you can still get more good years out of him. And I feel like the type of play style that Jokic is will last him like a long time. Where like I do kind of worry a little bit at this moment with Giannis, like going through this calf injury, like I don't want to rush Giannis back to play in game five or game six, whatever game is game five. Like imagine if he tears his Achilles and he loses like a step. Like that's a large part of his game that's gone before he kind of gets like, I think that as Giannis's career goes on, he can constantly, you know, he's really good at working and getting better at things other than obviously some free throw shooting. So I'm hoping that as his career goes on, he can redevelop his game. But it would stink to lose that. So basically, long story short, is that I would take the Wemby because of the fact that like he didn't really get too badly injured this year, which is good to see. And I think that he's just changing the game every single day he plays. I mean, every single game, it felt like towards the end of the year, it was like, what did Wemby do new today that no one else has done before, you know, especially at that age. Pretty much the best rookie season since LeBron, and some people say maybe better than LeBron's rookie season, other than he was on a trash team, obviously. So, I mean, yeah, man, I like the Prism Mojo of Tatum. The only thing is, I think it's going to be really, like, if the Celtics don't end up winning a finals with a team like this good over the next like 5 years, even 3 years, it's kind of like, well, Tatum's not really in the class of like Shea or Luka from like or Jokic from like an output standpoint. And if he doesn't win a finals, does his career really sit that high up there? compared to other players in his generation. Like, I feel like you either have to be at the top of your game in like statistical output, or you need to be winning finals if you're a big finals contributor. And he hasn't done that yet. So I think we still have a lot to learn about Tatum. What are your thoughts on that, Quick?
Yeah, I agree. It's the names when you think of like most productive offensive players, like Tatum's up there, but he's not on the level of Shea. He's not on the level of Luka. And like that team is just so stacked. So like the expectation is at least in the next couple of years, they're making a finals, winning a finals. But I think he has it in him. So hopefully we'll see it. I don't know what it doesn't get much better than this for a team. So if they don't, yeah, I can only see it going downwards. They've got Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum on huge contracts. So for the franchise's sake, I hope that something comes of it.
Dude, and not to mention, they just added Drew on a 4-year extension, and he's not young. And I know that Drew's a great contributor to basketball games, and I'm not here to slander Drew, but like that's a lot of money to carry between like 3 to 4 players. And if you don't win a finals with that group, and like every year you kind of go like, oh, is it going to work? Like, why didn't they win it this year? Because like, I feel like a lot of Celtics fans are probably thinking that already. And I know people are putting up their name in the top 3 teams of all time debate at points this year, although they did blow a lot of leads this year too. So, you know, we'll see what happens. They just whooped up in the Heat on game 3 after losing game 2. So it'll be interesting to see nonetheless. All right, moving on. I get to start this one, thankfully. And we have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander rookie patch autograph vertical out of 25 BGS 9. We got Donovan Mitchell NTRP at 99 PSA 10 pop 13, or a Zion cracked ice auto at 25 PSA 10. You could argue for the NT or the Zion for a couple reasons, but I think that's a pretty clear-cut winner with the Shea Flawless right here. Yeah, I mean, everyone knows he's MVP candidate. He's basically turned into one of the top – probably top 3 scorer in the game at any point now. Maybe in top 2. It probably is him and Luka, honestly. Like, Giannis, when fully healthy, can put up massive numbers, but, like, it's insane what he's been able to do with that Thunder team. That young of an age, getting the 1 seed. He's actually my MVP this year. I know a lot of people are going to pick Luka. Some people will pick Jokic too, but Shea's my MVP this year. Leading that team like that with that young of an age, consistently that output is insane. So it's a huge card. Crazy thing about this card is if you wanted to like throw in, I bet you could have like been like, man, I want to put $750 on a basketball card. Yeah, you could have picked a LeBron, PSA 9 rookie, all this other stuff. But I'm just going to do a quick peek. I bet you could have gotten this card for like $1,000. Dude, you probably could have gotten this card for like $100. This card sold for $100 in 2019. $100.
What were you doing, man?
Dude, I was a huge fan of Shea too. I have the receipts. I had a couple cards and they didn't last long enough.
Yeah, fair.
Right, what do you pick between the Mitchell and Zion?
A bit of a hot take. I'd take the Zion Williamson. Number one, big fan of cracked ices. But I think the bigger thing is, I mean, when I think of Donovan Mitchell, like this year and last year, like he's kind of just like been there. I haven't heard a ton of news about him. Like that team has a lot of like really good players. So like the market in Cleveland, like is that the best for him? I don't really know. Like, from a better player perspective, it's not like I'm not really arguing that. It's more so if I go into like Zion's market is still insane, even though he's like compared to what it was, like it's dropped a ton. But I feel like the demand's always going to be there for Zion unless he like gets super injured and like stops playing again. He played a decent amount of games this year, but I feel like if I go up to a booth and I'm like, I have a Donovan Mitchell, like it's sick. NT RPA at a 99, like I just don't think as many people want it from that perspective, which is kind of shocking because he's a great player. But I think the best way to describe it is he's kind of just like there.
I love Donovan Mitchell. He was 6th in MVP voting last year. His numbers took a step back this year across the board, efficiency wise, scoring wise, just a little bit. But the problem is that like in the NBA today and in the card market, you can't like take a step back. If you take a step back, you're getting passed up by the Shays, by the continued production of Luka, by Tatum, like that's in a class that's above Donovan Mitchell at this point. You know, like a lot of people at one point are trying to debate Mitchell above Tatum. Well, shoot, I mean, I don't know what's going to help that team get to the next level, especially with them struggling against the Magic now in this series. Like, I know it's a close series, 4 versus a 5 seed, so you expect it to go 7 or something close to it. But, like, if you look at his stats right now in this series, like 18 points last game, 5 of 14 shooting, 13 the game before, 6 of 16 shooting, 23 before that, 9 of 22 shooting, 2 of 10 from 3. Like, this isn't the Mitchell that we've been used to for the last few years where you're, like, waiting on the next 40-point game from him, you know? And he's a dude. He's a guy that scored, like, 71 or whatever in a game, 73. You remember that? He did in overtime. It just feels like that, like, you can't take a step back because you're getting passed up by Jalen Brunson. You're getting passed up by even Tyrese Maxey. People are probably talking about more now than him. I know that you've got some hot takes on that most improved player, your boy Coby White. How mad were you when you saw that?
Like, it's stupid. I could go on like a pretty big rant about it because like I like Tyrese Maxey, great player, but it's not like the best player who's put in the category. It's the most improved player. So the fact that Coby White went from, like, I don't even know, playing very little for the Bulls, averaging 9 points, and now, like, carrying the team 20 points per game, it's outrageous. Like, I don't know. The NBA awards are always kind of a sham. Like, ever since Marcus Smart said, I should be Defensive Player of the Year, and then out of nowhere wins Defensive Player of the Year, like, I don't really – it's annoying, but –
Yeah, that was a really random one. But, yeah, I have to agree with Hector. You know, you never really hear Mitchell's name anywhere. Like, there's so many more names that are getting talked about. Jalen Brunson, one of the biggest ones at this moment, just set the Knicks record for playoffs points in a game. But, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting to track this postseason, I think. Real Music, what do, fam? Good to see Real Music every week checking in. And, what do you got, Hector? That's a new Bears player in that Bears offense that is redeveloped, and I'll say a little scary seeing the names in the list. You know, yet to be seen how the on-field production goes, but I gotta say, any Bears fan that wanted to keep Justin Fields, you can't tell me that you're not more excited now than you were going to last season. Like, to go into the season with Caleb Williams, with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze and DeAndre Swift, like, man, that's a crazy offense, and that's coming from a Packers fan, so it's gonna be fun to watch. Packers redid the defense. Vikings got Dallas Turner. Lions are still going to be there. It's going to be a very fun division race this year. A little nerve-wracking, but fun nonetheless.
Are you worried?
Worried,
the
no.
Packers still the owner of the Bears?
No. Oh, dude, until anything changes, the Packers are still the owner of the Bears. But the Bears love to chatter all the time. Dude, we beat them like 12 straight times. Like, Justin Fields never won a game against us. Dude, I gotta say, Jim, I'm ready to wave the white towel for the sake of Giannis and Dame's long term health, because those two guys, you cannot risk any long term injuries with. Otherwise, you cook your franchise, guaranteed. I'll concede it, and I'll say, go Knicks, dude. I can't stand this Pacers team. I never thought I'd cheer for the Knicks or the Celtics, but it's gonna be hard for me to cheer against even the Celtics with this Pacers team. I've never seen a team play a team that is so undermanned. Dude, no Giannis, no Dame. Chris is like 50% healthy, and they're acting like that they're beating the 96 Bulls out there. I get that you want to be excited in front of your home crowd, but it's like an absolutely absurd amount that these teams are, that this team is chattering, talking. So I hope that the Knicks absolutely smack the Pacers. 4-0 sweep. There you go. You have my piece. All right, Julian. We're gonna skip the previous row because we already talked about Wemby. And Booker kind of stinks right now. Ant-Man's for sure taking that starting spot on the Team USA, by the way. 100%.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, 100%. But we'll go here. Dude, you get to pick first. I want to see what you go with out of this. Bobby Wood Jr., Vlad, and Vinny Jr., treble gold rookie.
I'd probably go with the Vinny just because he doesn't have a ton of rookie stuff.
True.
His treble is like one of the more desirable rookie cards out of 25 PSA 9. I know Jude's on the team and Mbappe's going to be going, but I think he's going to be a staple for that offense for years to come. Sweet card. Not the biggest fan of how he plays, but it's not to the point where it's like Mbappe with the off, like, crazy off-field tactics. So I would take that one. I'm definitely not taking a Vladdy because of what's happened with him. And then Bobby Witt, like,
he's what's happened with him.
Wasn't he? Didn't he do like steroids or something?
No.
Was it Vladdy who?
No. Vlad hasn't been busted for steroids at all. He hasn't been as good as he's been this year. But
am I tweaking?
Don't be throwing the boy Vlad out into the bus. He's off to a slow start, but Not a steroid start.
I don't know what was going through my head, but okay. Well, then Vladdy would be out there with like Bobby Witt. He signed a huge contract, but I don't really know how good that team's doing. I'm assuming that they're not doing like amazing.
Dude, actually, newsflash, they are doing well. Really crazy.
Okay, well, yeah. I was 0-for-2 on that one, but I know the most about soccer. So going for
crazy though, actually. But the Royals are 17-12, and that's like a huge, huge number for them considering they've been one of the worst teams in baseball the last few years. I don't even know how they're doing it other than the fact that Bobby Wood Jr. has been really good. Oh, yeah, Salvador Perez, completely regen season. Right, I have 7 home runs for the catcher, who's like 33 years old and a 340 average. So they're having some really big performances from him and Bobby, but the rest of their team is pretty terrible. So I imagine they've had a little bit of good pitching in there too. Oh, yeah, some really low ERAs on that starting staff. So Royals have got some good pitching, a couple good players. I'm taking the Bobby. I'm not really shocked you took the Vinny. There's an ungraded higher on that too. That set was really difficult to grade, really tough to grade. Those borders were super, super fragile. I'm taking the Bobby Witt all day over the Vlad. The thing is that Vlad card used to be worth a massive sum of money. Like I could go look right now, and man, what are we talking here? What are we talking? If I could spell his last name right, I could find it. It wanted to autocorrect his last name, the Geezer. I'm just gonna figure out real quick. The most expensive Bowman orange sale of his was a $85,000 PSA 10 and a $46,000 9.5 of that same card. So yeah, you're thinking Fernando Tatis, Julian?
That's who I'm thinking of.
So. Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't pull Tatis out of my head. Maybe it's because it was a couple years ago now, the steroids, but I was thinking like Noel V. Marte. But yeah, man, if he's been struggling a little too much for my liking. Like it's been like a couple years now where it's like I think that his biggest season was during the COVID year, and I'm pretty sure they had like the juice balls then, or something like that. So I'm gonna go with Bobby Witt. He seems to be one of the biggest fan, like fans love him no matter like kind of the, whatever team you're part of. He hasn't really I haven't heard of a Bobby Witt Jr. hater in my life, probably because the Royals haven't been good at all either. So it's not like any fan bases really hate the Royals right now. And true blue auto PSA 10, hard to pass up. Let's see, where are we going next? Ooh, that's an interesting one. Where are we going next? All right, here we go. Where are we going? Hey, this is a really weird one. And I get to go first. We got Giannis Prism Red Rookie SP. These are really, really rare, actually. PSA 9, Jordan Red Refractor Auto off 5, PSA 10, really nice card. And then Jalen Williams, who's been – wait, what's Jalen – there's 2 Jalen Williams on that team. Oh, this is the one that's balling out. Jalen Williams, downtown PSA 10, all around the same price. I get to go first here, and I, no matter if he's injured or not, if you ever find me picking against a Giannis card, there better be a Christian Yelich card on the same screen or something like that. If not, just give me a quick slap in the face for me. Give me the Giannis all day, every day. I can't turn my back on my king. Julian said – well, I say that because Julian was like, we would treat Giannis.
He said he wants to come to the Bulls at some point. Come on,
Giannis. Like the Bulls would treat Giannis better than the Bucks or than the Milwaukee.
We would, like, bro. We would.
No,
better
not,
than we
told
not better.
Happening.
He wouldn't have to, like, you know why his backs are hurt? Because he absolutely carries his team. But, like,
yeah,
Kobe right. White would step up when he wouldn't play. Like,
we're done with this propaganda here. All right, Julian, kind of reshuffled there. But you tell me, would you go with that Jordan or that Jalen Williams downtown?
Yeah, definitely the Jordan. Jalen Williams is, like, really – he's a good player. That team chemistry really cracks me up. But – I had to look real quick because my answer might have changed, but I was 99% sure Jordan wasn't there during the scandal, and he wasn't. So that's a thumbs up for me. Great player. Looking up his stats, I mean, a little bit down compared to last year, but I still think he's a really good player. Red auto, give me that any day. A downtown, like, once again, become a type of card where it's overproduced and doesn't really have the significance it did beforehand. So I think that's a pretty easy decision for me.
Got it. I had to have to agree with you. It's not his first Bowman red auto, but a rookie auto red nonetheless. Yeah. Bowman Chrome is still sought after and still is a great card. And yeah, I mean, there's 13 PSA 10s that Jalen Williams. You'll find one again down the road or something.
Agreed.
So we're not going to do this row, but tell me about your thoughts here on this.
Oh, my. Dude, I just looked at the price.
If there was a Hubie buying, would that land on it?
That'd be at the top. We could spend, like, the entire Hubie buying segment on that card. Like, I have no answer. Do they think he's actually going to, like, take over for Russell Wilson? I don't know. Mike Tomlin has made it very clear that he is not contending for the starter spot. So, I don't know. Maybe
even if he was contending for the starter spot, we have to understand that not every quarterback that gets to take a hike in the NFL should be worth thousands of dollars. You know, and I think that that's where the market has been for the last couple of years. I get it's a flawless autograph patch. I get that this card at probably one point was worth like $5,000+, but like, don't let that be the reason why you spend $2,000. And I don't get me wrong. Anything can happen. Maybe he comes back with the Steelers and he ends up being an MVP. But guess what? He had MVP expectations last year and that fell flat in space. And what makes this card even worse is that patch in there is from a number 8. Tell me, when has Justin Fields ever even been seen wearing a number 8 other than the rookie premiere?
It's a great question. But have you ever seen any of the Dark Knight movies?
I saw the Dark Knight. What's like the second one or whatever?
The one Dark Joker?
Knight. It's just the Dark Knight, right?
I think so. Is that the one with the Joker? Yeah, the one with the Joker. This reminds me of like the scene where the Joker just burns his share of the money and says everybody is so focused on money, because this is, in my opinion, basically burning money.
There you go. And yeah, Eric's right as well. When Vlad had his huge year, it was during the pandemic year, and they couldn't play in Toronto because of all the travel restrictions. So they made home base. They made home base. I think it was AAA. A AAA team in Florida. Was it Durham, I think, or something like that? In smaller stadium. And yeah, that those numbers were heavily inflated, it seemed. Looks like that Jim is throwing down some fat parlays with some sports going on. So Jim, good luck to you. Ooh, this one's pretty crazy, actually. We'll take a stop here. First of all, I want to ask you your thoughts on what the Chargers are doing. Like, huge contract for Herbert in the last 2 years. Massive contract, as if he's like basically the top three quarterback in the NFL. What are your thoughts on what they're doing right now? Lack of weapons, but they got their offensive lineman in Joe Alt, which wasn't a bad pick.
Well, according to Jim Harbaugh, Joe Alt is an offensive weapon. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I'd be a little worried if with Jim Harbaugh making the jump over to the NFL, even if they had like a ton of like offensive weapons. Now you throw into the mix a bunch of inexperienced receivers. Basically an entirely different like starting lineup than what's going to have been last year. So I don't really know what to think. I don't think it's going to help Justin Herbert's struggles, because in the past he's kind of put up good numbers and they can't win. So like, how is that going to change with Jim Harbaugh coming in? I'm not completely sure. So I would not buy his cards right now, but I'm hoping he proves me wrong.
Yeah, so here's the other thing I want to point out. I want to get to their draft really quick. So I'm intrigued to see how they do a Jim Harbaugh coach. Like, he used to be your coach. I forgot about that. Yeah. And he's going back after winning the college football playoff. So it says that they addressed 4 of their 5 needs. They took the Georgia receiver in the second round. They took offensive tackle. And then they have taking a running back from Troy in the 6th round. Do they have another running back on the roster after they let Eckler go?
They did. I saw a graphic.
I forgot who that was.
Because
I'm like, I feel like that they should have taken a running
Gus
back.
Edwards. Gus J.K. Edwards. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins. That's what it is.
The Chargers have Dobbins?
Yeah.
But he's like had season-ending injuries twice. I just feel like that they should have taken a running back earlier in the draft. Yeah. I mean, I get that they have other needs to fill, but like, if you got to the fifth round, there was like a lot of good running backs available that started to like fly off the board in the third or fourth round, including Braylon Allen finally to the Jets. That is going to be behind Breece Hall, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I agree. And like, I think the Joel Alt pick was like pretty good. It just like after that, they should have definitely like tried to bolster that offense a little bit. I feel for Justin Herbert because – I mean, if he pulls it off in that situation, he can do anything.
Yeah, I know. I mean, losing – like, I don't get the hype behind the Georgia guy, by the way. Like, maybe I didn't watch like enough McConkey film.
Or whatever. What's his name?
Yeah, Lade McConkey. Maybe I didn't watch enough film. Maybe the ESPN is throwing some crazy. What's going on here? They run their ads and then it just starts playing. Yeah, maybe I just don't really get what's going on with him. But they did have a good late round pickup of Jerry Rice's kid, Brendan Rice, out of USC. Now, Jim, I want to say you've been pushing this guy from Western Kentucky for a couple weeks in our chat, and he did get picked. I think he got picked to the Jets in the third round, it was, or second round. So looks like you were hot on the right guy there. So nice call, my good sir.
I know this is kind of separate, but there was another big Justin Herbert card that I saw and kind of starred because I wanted to see actually hearted at this point because they kind of changed that. It was the Gold Kaboom Herbert from 2023 at 2,200 pre-buyer's premium.
Wow, big one. There is a couple, and maybe we'll take this time to transition to a couple cards we like because I'm going to call it a couple and then I'm going to let you go with your segment. But I feel like we did some justice to the different rookie cards under there. Maybe let's just check out if there's any other crazy ones going down. Jackson Holiday did get sent back down within the last week or so. And then Jackson Chourio has been struggling these last like week and a half. So I'm really hoping he can kind of push through this and start to make some harder contact with the ball and not end up in Jackson Holiday got sent back down. Now Jackson Chourio got sent back down. Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
I think we figured it out. Jim Baker is Atlanta, their GM. Only two people on this planet would have taken Pennington.
That's true. I have to say, you know, we go back and forth with Jim on a lot of these Sunday episodes, but got to give some props. He did say that Penix was going to get picked really early. Penix was picked really early, but there also was a lot of people saying it's crazy he was picked that early. At the same time, though, like, I like Penix a lot as a player. He's super fun to watch play football, but it's just the most wild pick going to the Falcons like that, and it's just he's going to be so old by the time that Cousins maybe doesn't play. Yeah, the Giants end up going to Neighbors. I don't know. Real Music was not happy. Yeah. Jim, I don't know what you think about the Giants pick with Malik Neighbors, but Neighbors is great.
Did you see him say Daniels Jones or something?
I think he just said it's so
no, fast. Yeah. No, he definitely knows his name. I just thought it was kind of funny.
I have to say that I think that this is the last year the Giants are guaranteed paying Daniel Jones. So I would say Daniel Jones is cut after this year, unless he proves otherwise. But I see no scenario to where they pick up another $45 million option or whatever if that's on the table or pay him out if they can cut him. And I see the Giants taking a quarterback next year if they fall into the position to take one. There are a couple of really big cards I want to share about that are not rookies, and then we'll let Julian go for Julian's fave segment. But this one I thought was awesome. I've never seen this card in my life before. It's only sold one previous time. It's a Pat Riley, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and James Worthy quad autograph. On this card, you have Pat Riley, who won three finals with the Lakers. Four finals with the Lakers. Magic Johnson, who won five, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who won five, and James Worthy, who won three. So you've got a lot of rings on one card. It's a 1980 Showtime Lakers card. I think that they should do more of this. If that's Panini, if that's Fanatics, whoever that is, like, I know a lot of fans really like their coaches, really like their managers, whoever it might be, to where like this is a genius idea, and you can just see like getting those players on the same card, even if it's sticker autos, is really cool. I'm sure there's years that you remember, Julian, from your favorite teams that you'd like imagine if there's like a Sir Alex Ferguson with like a Ronaldo and like a, I don't know if it's real Ferdinand.
It'll that you automatically want on there. Be one of the most desired cards from fans.
Yeah, exactly. So like if any way that they can start to do this to like
a Graham Potter Mason Mount dual auto.
I was more thinking like a Tuchel, Havertz, Mount, and like Silva quad auto or something like that. But even if now that they'd be kind of pain, especially because Kai Havertz is actually like playing well, so I don't want to talk about that either.
I want to point out with this card, like the price. That seems way too cheap in my opinion. Like what, you were just on a Justin Herbert contenders base auto SGC-10 that was at like a similar price?
Or like a
field?
That's
the kind of stuff that just confuses me. Like the stuff that I think is like super cool, and I think a lot of people do. I'm like, if I see that card and they're like, it's at $1,700, I'd be like, that seems crazy to me.
Right. And Jim, I think it's going to be the college football season is going to determine this. Yeah. There's not no good quarterbacks this year. We just haven't seen any of these quarterbacks prove like two really big years or like a really, really gigantic year yet. And like this year, we already had Caleb Williams had a huge year the year before and some of these other things. But remember, Jaden Daniels didn't have a huge year until this past season. I think Quinn Ewers, Shedeur Sanders, and Carson Beck have got the best chance to be a top five pick next year. And I think that one or two of the three will have massive years this year. Selfishly, I hope for Quinn to have a huge year. But I could see Carson Beck having a massive year. I think that the thing with Sanders is we got to see if that team's going to be better. They lost a lot of games in a row last year. I don't know. Even like I think the antics
will play into it too.
Yeah, they brought a lot of alignment, but yeah, Shadur's kind of annoying. And I would have to disagree that Quinn is good. Quinn has just been hurt a couple times these past two seasons, but he's good. I guess that. You know, I know that Jim Baker does know all, so I'm probably wrong here. But at the same time, I think it'll be fun to see how this season plays out. All right, I need to show a card here because I think that this card is utterly too cheap. It's an Aaron Judge Super Fractor Auto PSA 10 from Gilded Collection, and all I need to do is go show you the Juan Soto that sold, I think, a couple weeks ago. I get that Soto is having like an MVP level season right now, and I get that Judge has been injured some years, all this different stuff, but. If you're trying to tell me, I don't know why I can't find this. This thing just sold in here pretty recently. I can't find it. Do you remember that card?
Was it a 1/1?
Yeah, it was a Super Fractor of Gilded. It sold here.
I vaguely remember this.
I mean, I covered the card in the Instagram Reels even.
Okay, well then definitely it was there.
Yeah, I'm just trying.
That sucks. Aaron doesn't forget things.
Oh. Oh, it said super, not Super Fractor. All right, so the PSA 9 of Juan Soto sold for $3,000 just 3 weeks ago. I know that Aaron Judge has a lot of cards for the Yankees, but the Soto was with the Padres. And it's crazy to see this Judge sitting. Oh, my gosh, I keep clicking the wrong button. It's crazy to see this Judge sitting at 1800. So if anyone's in the market for a really nice Aaron Judge, I'm obsessed with the Gilded Collection set. I have the Christian Yelich of this card, and I can attest it's a great looking card in hand. So go check it out if you like Judge. All right, Julian, let's throw it over to you. We got 4 minutes left until extended bidding, everyone. Let's go see what Julian's faves are for this week. So Julian, how are we gonna start off?
Sorry, I was looking at some stats about Tyrod Taylor. I don't think it's really comparable considering Tyrod's college career. He had I feel like he's just been good his entire career, even college. Like, he's nothing special. Shedeur has shown flashes for sure. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but who knows? Might be Jim knows all, like you said. Moving on, Julian's faves. Another insane Derrick Rose card.
Derrick Rose?
Yeah, Derrick Rose, exquisite limited logos. This is the type of card. Ooh. Don't really. I didn't look at the subgrades too closely, but a 5.5, like, it doesn't really bother me that much. The price is insane for a 5.5, but like, prime Derrick Rose, insane. Love Derrick Rose, Chicago Bulls fan. Hopefully the legend Giannis will be joining us soon. But just absolutely filthy card. At some point when I get my personal black card, like the Slab Stocks black card, like then I'll be able to like buy some Derrick Rose, like nice, like younger stuff. But right now we do not have the facilities for that. Nice card.
So this is the 2008 rookie limited logos patch autograph. This card is sick. BGS 9 sold for $4,650 actually all of a month and a half ago. I was like, whoa, like, I know that early D Rose cards sold for a lot of money and probably even sold for more money in the past, but that's a pretty steep price for a 5.5. It's numbered out of 16. So it's not like that there's like 99 of these, but 5.5, 4.5 surface at $2,000. I mean, yeah, he doesn't have the latrine.
It's a meme, Andrew. It's a meme. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just pull the memes out. I mean, I'm kind of like a a meme fiend.
I would have to agree with Hector here. JJ McCarthy is basically a weaker Gardner Minshew. I feel like that's a pretty good comp. Let's see how it goes for the Vikings, but I'm liking that pick as a Packers fan. I'll tell you that much. All right, Julian.
All right, moving on. Let me see. I mean, I had the one I was going to talk about. You can pull back up that Jackson Holiday, Pearl Auto. I think I'm still a pretty firm believer in Holiday. I think a lot of people are. His ascension from being drafted is practically unheard of in the current day of prospecting, and he's facing his like first real obstacle since becoming a pro. Like, I don't think it's smart to panic and sell at all. Like, this card sold last, like this exact card sold and was paid for March 31st for $1,290. So like in like a PSA 9, like was doing $1,200 like 5 months ago. So now would be the time that I would think you should pick up Jackson Holiday. The Orioles have an abundance of talent. I don't think they're going to be in a rush again. At least they shouldn't be in a rush again to pull him back up.
They're leading. They're like basically leading the AL right now, or close to it. Like they don't necessarily need him, you know?
Yeah, and I mean he's just so young, and it had to have happened at some point because he was just flying through the ranks, and I think he'll be able to overcome this like tough stretch for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely from the point that he was drafted as a high schooler. I mean that was an insane rise. Like we've seen some like college players, you know, have a nice rise, but that's pretty crazy coming out as a high schooler. Now 20 years old, you know, he just blew through every level of the minors, like dominate, you know. So agreed. Pretty interesting trend for his cards, to say the least. I think those that collect baseball prospects a lot are going to really hop back in. I got to interrupt your segment here quick to point out that I never knew that Mr. Jason Terry was given a sneaker spotlight in the Noir set. You know how much I like that set. I never knew that the Jet Jason Terry, who got absolutely yammed on by LeBron, was given. Jason Terry did play in the Bucks. I'm not trying to tear apart, but like we got him on there wearing the John Wall ones. I think these are.
Dude, that's a blast from the past. I remember when I don't know if you feel like when you, where you were in like school or like what age, but when I would gotta been like middle school, elementary school, where they're like the Reebok phase was huge and everyone was wearing Reebok. It's kind of like a blast from the past.
Yeah, that was like the N1 phase as well. But I mean, it's just funny to see John Wall ones. Like, there's some really cool customized sneakers where it's got like a shark on it and stuff like that. So it's cool and stuff. It just kind of found it funny that Jason Terry is a sneaker spotlight of all players. Yeah. All right, sir.
I agree. Next up, I have 3 cards left. I have a couple extra. I don't know. Hopefully, it's not too crazy. We have there's a Mercedes 2020 Sapphire 70 PSA 8. And I just the out of 70 Sapphire, love that 2020 Chrome F1, like give me all that every day of the week. I think the interesting point I'll bring up though is Mercedes obviously isn't great, haven't been doing great the past few seasons. Lewis leaving means I'm assuming a lot of these cards are pretty low. The logos have sold really well in general and have been pretty stable with that, but this is probably nowhere near what it was selling for at one point when they were contending for championships. They're Adrian Newey, if you don't fall off one, basically the LeBron James of engineers is likely leaving his team. So I think that's one thing that's going to shake it up. I think 2026 new regulations might shake it up. I think it's worth a flyer buying a car like this. You don't know who's going to fill in next to George. I would hope that they're doing something to make sure that their car isn't as bad next year. But I think the new regulation in 2026 is going to overhaul everything. There might be a chance. So am I willing to take a risk on a card like this? Probably.
No, it's a cool card. I like the logos as well. And it's definitely been an interesting time watching Mercedes over the last couple of seasons from where they were to where they are now. And I think that goes for a lot of F1 teams, at least, and not as much as Mercedes because they're winning all those, but at least, you know, just to see how one team is so dominant now. I like the logos as well. So cool card. And I think it's a nice one given that Mercedes uses a lot of gray and black in their and white in their cars. It's just, I don't know if I want to call it color match necessarily, but it's cool.
Yeah. We've seen the color match be thrown out for much less, so.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
A unique card that I think is super sick. David Blaine, 2010, Allen and Ginter.
I saw that card here.
Allen and Ginter with the unique people they get to sign. I mean, I've been the type of guy who would scroll through David Blaine videos, just like, how does he pull certain things off? I don't know if you've ever seen like him holding
his team magician
like 20 minutes or whatever.
See, like a magician or like a daredevil.
Do you not know who David Blaine is?
I've heard the name. I don't really know.
He's like an extreme magician. So he'll do like stuff that like shouldn't be physically possible. He held his breath underwater for like 20 minutes or something.
What the heck?
So
he's a freak.
like it's unexplainable how he does certain things. 17 minutes is what he did it for. But yeah, you should look some stuff up, but I've scrolled through like videos and then just like try to wrap my head around some of the stuff he does. Like I said, they get the cool celebrities to get in. I need to pick me up a Kate Abdo from the recent UEFA club competitions where they had some Allen and Ginter.
Did you know that Max bought one at the show?
I'm disappointed you didn't tell me that.
I forgot to tell you that.
I'm going to have to snag that next time I see him. But super, super sweet card. I think it's one of those unique things that I always have an eye out for.
Dude.
Yeah. So like Jim said, like there is, he's done like so many just crazy things. Slept in a block of ice for 48 hours, like stuff that shouldn't be physically possible.
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
That's kind of nuts.
And then my last one, you're going to love this. Best card in the auction. We got a Kendrick Perkins 2003 exquisite. RP at a 225, the best analyst out there, making a great pick for NBA, the NBA first team. You know, beautiful. One of the best players ever to do it.
This guy is an absolute scrub. Scrub times 100, dude. This guy thinks that he's the sickest guy on TV, and he's an absolute scrub. Julian's even cooler than him.
Okay, I'll see you guys later. This is a fun episode. Wow.
Just messing around. By the way, everyone, I do have some giveaways for tonight. And yes, we will be doing, I think, two giveaways tonight. We've had a couple of cards that have sat in the vault for quite some time.
Jim knows what's up.
Dude, don't even start with me. But yeah.
I'm sure they send you this card. Sorry, I interrupted you again. Did you see the Giannis stainless gold out of 10?
Oh, I did. For like $70.
Yeah, 98.
Yeah, I was watching it, and then it sold. That was pretty cool. So this card got up to like $3,000 now, so it makes a little bit more sense now. I matched the
major case. People are like, that's a good card.
Tough series against the Yankees this weekend. We had a huge win on Friday night, and then last night we got absolutely just blasted. And then tonight we were really in the game. The umpire made a ridiculous. Do you see the call going around viral?
I saw on Twitter. It was like one of the guys was like blocking or something.
Aaron Judge slid and literally like whacked the ball down in the middle of the air. It would have been a double play to end the inning, and then they basically went out for 7 runs right after that. So, yeah, thanks, umps. Basically, the replay center said that it should have been called and out, but it's an unreviewable play. How can you not review if a guy smacks a ball out of midair or not? And how did they not even see it in the first place? Everyone in the stadium saw it. Jim, you would probably my mom would love to add in on that. Why don't the Bucks play Marjon Beauchamp? Yeah. Good question. Doc Rivers, I was happy with Doc Rivers when Giannis and Dame are healthy and our defense got exponentially better, but his rotational plays are pretty ridiculous. Andre Jackson is amazing, and he didn't play for like 50% of the season. Now he's forced to play in this playoff series because of all the injuries, and he's playing really well. What?
Dude, Aaron Judge stuck his arm up like this.
Dude, legitimately was like, let's play volleyball. I'm going to spike this thing over.
Have you ever seen someone slide like this?
It's so weird. Dude, who slides and raises their arm above their head? You're asking to get beaten in the arm. He's lucky he had that glove on too, by the way. Otherwise, he would have had a nice broken hand.
That's the clearest interference I've ever seen.
Yeah, dude, that should have been an out tie ball game. Are up to bat, not down 7 runs. We got absolutely bamboozled by the umps today.
Is it a hot take to say I think the MLB has some of the worst like reffing incidents, like missed calls? Like easily. I know it's a lot harder because it's faster, but like some of the stuff's pretty outrageous.
Dude, the problem is that they rely on
them out too.
You have to understand that every single moment of the game basically relies on a human element to make a call because of how many balls and strike calls there are, and then on top of that, you've got all the different stuff that happens. Now, they do have replay system now, which helps. Problem is that you can't use it for everything. So why can't you use it for that? Like, what dumb rule. Yeah, I'm mad. Yeah.
There was real quick, I saw another. I saved quite a few things for this auction.
No, go ahead. We got time.
Still going. There was a Kevin Love 2012.
I saw that.
Substantial, nasty patch.
Yeah, I think I favored it, actually. There it is. Oh, it's jumped a bunch in price.
Filthy.
Look at that. Yeah, half the wolf's face with the draw up and pretty sick. Also, I know he got busted for steroids, but always loved me a good bat barrel and never knew that there was bat barrels in Gypsy Queen, although that was one of the first sets. One of the first couple of baseball sets, I guess, I started collecting when I was younger. The bat barrel sold for $276 on off Haley Ramirez. So pretty crazy card.
Am I showing my age? I don't know who that is.
No, he wasn't like that popular. Like he had a couple good seasons with the Marlins, but he got busted for steroids and he got signed a huge Dodgers contract. So the Dodgers basically like signed a guy to just have him get busted for steroids.
Cool.
Albert Pujols Diamond PSA 10 is a sick card. I'm talking about cards I used to collect when I was a kid. The diamonds up in 2011 were some of the best. And shame on me for never owning a Mike Trout diamond. Otherwise, I'd have a nice card. I've sold it for a good amount of money.
You say you'd have a nice car?
Nice card, or I would have sold it for a good amount of money.
You'd have a nice car due off of it, but...
Yeah, I mean, you could have, definitely. Yeah. I don't think we're... Did Hanley Ramirez actually... Are you sure you're not thinking of Manny Ramirez? I guess he did play a couple years with the Red Sox, although that was still post-steroids, so I don't think myself or anyone else really cared. Didn't really realize he had a 30 home run year though with the Red Sox at age 32. That was actually up there with one of his best years in his career, but he definitely fell off pretty much fell off the face of the earth. Tom, I love it. First and last. We'll do first and last place for two giveaways today, which we are doing too. Jimmy Butler is gonna be one of the giveaways. I know he's hurt right now, but it's a cool card.
Jimmy Buckets.
Also, just for those joining right now live, I know that I mentioned this at the start of the episode, but right now I am in Atlanta, Georgia, which is why I'm in a hotel room right now. The Topps Industry Conference is this weekend into the early next week for card shops and breakers, and I was fortunate enough to get the invite, and I got Cool Max Verstappen Super Fractor, actually, that they decided to put into my badge. So the reason we haven't seen it pulled yet is because it's right here in my badge. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
They put a piece of tape and, like, just stuck it on.
Yeah, right. But my point is,
actually, keep going.
I was going to say my point is that at some point this weekend there is a Q&A session. So if anyone, I'm not going to say I'm going to be have, I'm not, I probably not even get a chance
to ask the list, the receipts.
But I'm just going to say if anyone has something they want to ask, feel free to drop in the chat and I'll at least give it a look. Julian, yeah, go.
When is Papa Slabs getting a card?
Julian like calls into to the conference.
Yeah.
I demand a Papa Slabs call. No, I'm excited. There should be a lot of good think tanks coming out of this. It should be fun.
I have another card actually. I'm sorry. I came prepared this week, like very prepared. There are a lot of cards.
What do you got?
Yeah, so I remember this card brought up a memory. So there is a Connor Bedard 2023 Upper Deck Young Guns rookie PSA 10. Not like the high gloss, just the regular PSA 10. And
is this when we talked about the pop? About
3 weeks ago, we had a talk about this and we even posted a video to Instagram about the PSA 10 pop count. Was that, I think it was like a little over 1,000. I think it was like 1,045 or something like that. Aaron, in the 3 weeks since, what's the pop count now?
2,000.
1874.
Wow. That was just like a big guess for me. But yeah, wow. Nearly double now.
I was like, didn't we just talk about this card? And I'm like, yeah, sure we did.
Jim, yeah, that's crazy, man. I think that will end up being the most graded Young Guns card of all time, pretty easily by the end of, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it might be. And no, Jim, what are you talking about? Bowman Chrome University is massive for basketball, and I will definitely be asking if Cooper Flagg will have a Duke auto in this upcoming year set, because I hope he does. I think it'd be awesome. And I'm going to talk to him a lot about the Bowman U sets and try to, you know, get some input or give some input and hear some feedback on what the plan is for 24-25. Because you know, we're huge Bowman U fans here and have ripped 200 cases within the last 12 months. So I'm ready to rip more and hopefully do some more good product thinking on that. As for Andrew, can they put Brooks Lennon back in MLS products?
That'd be the most unique question, I guarantee you, that anyone would ask.
Yeah, and Andrew,
the soccer guys would probably be like, "Who?" No offense, Brooks Lennon, but they'd be like,
"Julian." This comment from Andrew really screams the Midwest nice of Andrew, because he's like JK dot dot dot.
But seriously, like, actually being serious.
I know this man's not joking at all. Remove the JK.
He's slamming the keyboard.
This man's dead serious and needs answers now.
Yeah.
Poor Andrew. Andrew, they're just looking out for your wallet, man. They know that the more Brooks Lennon cards that they release, the more that you buy, the less Disney you have. So they know that your kids want Disney cards.
Andrew, here's my question. Would you rather Brooks Lennon be inserted back into the product and be in it until his career ends, or you could get that missing piece of the Rambo? Like, that's the collection.
Wow, that is, dude, that's like a would you rather, like a really crazy one.
I like to think about that.
Yeah, let's see what he says. Let's see what he says. Also, pretty crazy enough, I know that Dewan Harris only sent 1 year of cards, but it's like $110 for a gold lava auto of him. Like, he didn't do that much this last year. Kansas wasn't good at all, and they lost early in the tournament with some injuries.
Yeah, the ancient old man Hunter Dickinson returns for his 20th career season.
Yep. So he says he wants the 101s. We've got big plans for the Rainbow. So he needs the Rainbow. Let's find that. We got to find him the top scrum.
There's the question we'll ask. Have any of you seen the Brooks Lennon 101?
Well, Andrew has seen the Brooks Lennon 101. So
I can't wait. I didn't want to bring that up. But
has anyone re-seen the Brooks Lennon one? Wow, that seems pretty good deal, actually. Juan Soto, Ronald Acuña, on-card dual auto from 2021. Nice card right there. Reigning three is one of – turn the game up. What's the score of this game? I'm just going to try to see that quick. Wolves and Suns. Wolves – oh, it's a two-point game. Wow, close one.
What's doing it on? It's
on TNT.
TNT.
Julian, any other cards you had to want to pull up?
Let's see.
That judges up to 33. Huge jump for that red Jordan as well. That card was at like 18 or so.
There was a Max Verstappen 2022 foil fractor.
I saw that.
50-10 that went for 3,200, which is pretty mind-boggling to me.
What? Like, dude, that's insane.
One of those things that says 101 that kind of shocks me.
It's like one of ones of Max here so well. But yeah, there's a lot of random one of ones that aren't portraits. I have to say, dude, the foil fractor was a great development. That I really like how they look. Oh, I thought I changed it. I really like how the foil fractors look. I just wish that they had them in baseball instead of the platinums. But they've used the platinum for so long now that I don't really think they're going to go away from it, because this looks way better than the platinum. Like, that looks like basically
you can barely tell it's one of one.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually start a lot of cards, so we can go into this if we run out of stuff to talk about.
Keep going. I'm here.
There's a this is another mind-boggling one. Josh Allen, 2018 National Treasures NFL Gear, RPA at a 99. sold for $1,110, which is like, I'm pretty sure his market is pretty low right now compared to like what it has been in the past. This card is not one that I'd say collectors desire very much. I'm not a fan of it at all. And then I looked up like Josh Allen cards that sold recently, like Immaculate out of 99 PSA 9 goes for $2,000. Like, you could put that money towards a lot better Josh Allen card. I mean,
heck, I know that this isn't like this isn't the National Treasures brand, but give me the Panini at $199, $95, $10 for a little bit more. I used to like the NFL gear subset a lot. They actually used to make some really nice cards for it. They just kind of that just like falls flat right there. Like, I don't know if you've ever looked at like the 2010 NFL gear or like the let me see if I can find an example. The Tim Tebow hasn't sold in forever. Let's see if there's like a maybe like a Dez Bryant was or Rob Gronkowski was sold. Check it out. Like, I thought that this was like a really good design, and I was a huge fan of how these looked.
Yeah, see, that's pretty cool.
Like, it's like a crisp design. You got the big patch window there. There used to be some really nice logos with them. And then what was I just gonna pull up? Oh yeah, I really, really, really like the. Oh, maybe it's 2010 also, like Kobe Bryant NBA gear. There should be some good ones here. Ooh.
You spelled Bryant wrong.
Oh, no wonder why. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's getting late here. Yeah, like I loved this design. It was so class, dude. It's pretty much the same design, but just looks phenomenal.
Yeah, and I feel like with that, you can like look at it and you can tell what you're looking at. Like the Josh Allen one, it's a little like meh.
Yeah, it's pretty bland, to say the least. There's some really good Kevin Durant ones I remember. Yeah, they had some really good designs. Ooh, back then.
I haven't seen like this ever. They must be pretty rare.
No, they're really nice. And this is actually non-card auto. I know it looks like they left a window for a sticker, which I think some might be, but that's really, really, really nice.
2010?
Yeah, it's 2010, dude. Panini, I'm telling you, like right when they bought Playoff and had like maybe the same designers from their previous years, like they had some really nice early basketball cards that I really like. That Judge that I'm sending for $4,000, which feels right for the card. When it was at the 1700, that was just like, did not feel right at all.
I have one more card. I don't want
to. Yeah, but I'm not done yet. We're not done. I do like that Acuña Dynasty a lot too. That's a rookie patch autograph out of 1095, $3,800. Feels like a good deal. He's an amazing player. All right, next up.
Last card. This is what I'd call a, we're kind of treading into the hoobie buying category, but what am I looking at? There's a Justin Herbert 2020 National Treasures gridiron. I said that so weird. Gridiron. Dude, what is that? Number one, like, what is that? What am I looking at? Number two, if you're trying to show the field, dude, are you telling me you couldn't get a photo without people on the field? Like, there's, like, just random people walking. Like, surely I could go on Google and just find a random photo of an empty stadium. Like, dude, that kind of annoys me. I don't know why. Like, why couldn't they have come up with, like, someone went through that and goes, oh, yeah, let's choose the one where there's, like, tourists who got onto the field.
Imagine being those players and those people and being like, mama, I made it. I'm on a football card. Yeah, right?
Like, they're showing off an empty stadium except for, like, the field and like the card in general. I was just like, dude, what am I looking at? I stared at this for a solid like 10 minutes trying to figure out what's going on.
Nah, it's pretty funny. I like that. Good deal. Do we exhaust the Julian options?
I mean, I have a long list, but like the ones that I could talk a ton about.
Okay.
Probably. I mean, there's the Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Eminence, dual auto that I thought was pretty sick as a Niners fan myself. There's that Shohei 1/1. I don't know if we talked about that.
Let's see. Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Nasty card. Lovely. I really like Top Sterling, and yeah, it's a fire card. Do you want to give your two cents on Jambalaya's?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Marvel guy. I think that's pretty well documented. Not a huge fan of the Jambalayas, and I know a lot of people like them a lot, especially like the from like because what it was like the 90s, the insert. But I'm just not a big fan of die cuts in general. It's just like they kind of like stress me out with like the moving around in the mag or like me pulling it and having to put it in a sleeve. I don't know. I'm just not the biggest fan of them, but it is a sweet card, you know, Spider-Man legend. But yeah,
they're modeled after the legendary Jambalayas from like 97. There might have been like a 96 or maybe it's just 97 when they started. But 126K is what they sold for at one point in May of 2022. Now they have fallen a lot.
See, I knew I had offensive people. Real music. I'm sorry. It's just a personal take. You know, I'm authentic here. I could lie, but you know, we got to be honest. Honestly, I know you'd never lie to me.
Oh man, Hector with the absolute flames. That's an actual Chargers attendance. The 10 people in the field. Oh, Tom's like, Julian.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I was waiting for you to ruffle a few feathers there.
Aaron's the one who actually like told me that he didn't like it either, so he put me onto it there. Now blast Aaron.
Oh, I thought you said we don't lie here. Now what are you doing? Throwing out them lies.
Oh, cardinal rule I broke.
We do have two giveaways for tonight. I'll try to pull them up quick in the vault. So the first one is going to be this Jimmy Butler. Opulence of 39 clean. Black. It's number 39. Very nice. Very nice. And then the second one is going to be
the Shohei Ohtani.
I didn't say it. Second one is going to be Mr. Al Hamilton, PSA 10 from 1970. Oh. Dad's Cookies.
That's pretty sick.
Dad's Cookies, PSA 10. So there are two giveaways. We'll do the Jimmy Butler to the first on the list and then the Al Hamilton to the last on the list.
Oh, so got double chance, Aaron. Surely you don't mess this up.
I know. I mean, it's too. I mean, I don't know if it really counts unless I pick the one at the top. I feel like that should be the rule because I feel like I can't really claim a victory.
I think we would still be like very impressed. Like partial
We'd still be impressed. It might not be a true W, but be impressed.
Half the W.
The Opulence base cards are actually extremely nice. They don't really get a whole lot of love, and I don't think they even make Opulence anymore. But, they're nice cards.
Tom says, makes me miss black gold.
Yeah, they said black gold.
Picking up the banger card right here.
Yeah, it's just going to pull us up. So the Connor Bedard. High gloss out of 10, PSA 8.5, did end up doing $27,000. Now, I don't know where this is going to end up all time on the Bedard list. There's a couple like of cards.
Right now?
What?
It's the most expensive sale ever for like public sale. But are you saying like going forward?
No, I figure that. I was more saying going forward. Yeah. It does surpass a couple others that were in that like 12 to 15K range, like of the red uppers to 25. The reason why I bring it up is because like they do have the one of one Young Guns, which still hasn't been pulled yet, or at least that we know of. And that will be the most expensive card of his ever, pretty much, unless there's like the cup shield auto. People really love that. But my point is here is that some people told me that they'd rather have the 97 of 100 exclusives over this, the jersey number 97 out of 100 versus one of these out of 10 high glosses.
You mean 98?
Sorry, I say about Mr. McDavid, but yeah, 98. Sorry, thanks.
Actually, it's funny. I didn't realize that 97 to 98 for McDavid to Bedard.
Yeah, and then who's 99? Oh Wayne God! Gretzky? Oh thank God!
I was like, I'm pretty sure. I don't want to say something that made me sound like really dumb, but.
Oh man, you had that face.
Where I was on getting canceled, very close to getting canceled, right?
So close to getting canceled, yeah. But I think would have been kind of funny if it like McDavid was. I don't know if it's McDavid was like 98, then scaled down to Bedard 97. But either way, it's still funny. So I actually think that the 98 out of 100 has been pulled and has been listed for like 100K or best offer. It's not going to sell for 100K or 100K, but yeah, we'll see if it, it what it does in comparison to this if it ever hits auction. And yeah, Kurt says, you know, Ohtani auto and Dodgers uniform. Hector says, I just want one of those, you know, an on-card Ohtani auto in a Dodgers uniform. And I'm sure that there will be many to come, as Kurt pointed out. So there will be they'll be expensive, but there will be a lot of Ohtani Dodger autographs to release this year, I'm sure.
I thought what you were saying was familiar because we're doing a little newsletter piece on that Bedard high gloss. I'm looking at sales. That the one you were talking about, the 90 out of 100, that sale was like, I was like, dude, what is this? So like it actually like sold, but like not really, because it was just like a joke. And I knew right away it was a joke, but I'm like, dude, like that's kind of funny, but I didn't put two and two together, the 98 out of 100.
Yeah, no. No, that definitely was not a real sale, the $400,000. We are just approaching 10 p.m., though, so why don't we throw this the giveaway entries into the chat. We'll leave it open until 10:04 Central Time. Get a number one in the chat, and let's see. Let's see who wins the giveaways tonight. We got two different giveaways being given away, so there will be two different chances. That makes sense, I think, doesn't that? It's getting a little late. I'm excited to see who wins these. And Hector says, I like the Bedard employee card with gold auto, not sure of its print run. Those employee cards can be pretty nice, actually. There's been some nice employee cards in the past, for sure. For sure, for sure. Got a lot of people joining this giveaway tonight, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We like to have a lot of people joining the giveaways. But
now,
like,
now you're freaking. Hey, your chances.
I'm kind of like, am I going to actually win this? So, we'll see. Join that giveaway, though. Join it up, and we'll see how many cards we've got left.
Speaking of me directly?
What are you saying?
You're speaking to me directly? I don't mind if I do.
No, I'm not speaking to you directly, in fact. Funny, though. Let's see here. How many cards do you think we got left?
Like three pages worth.
Three pages worth? Yeah, there's a lot of... Wow, there's actually a lot left. I'm sure that we just hit the first 1 minute window, though. You're saying three pages worth at like the 96 allotment?
What am I on? Oh no, I had the 24.
Hype equals money. What are Wander Franco cards selling for today? Well, more than they should be. We'll say that much. Still.
Very true.
Man, his cards used to sell for a ton of money.
What is going on?
Julian, I still remember that all was kind of happening around the Burbank show last year. Do you remember when we still saw like cards in the cases that were out? Like,
yes, there was one in particular. They had an orange auto out, and they were asking for like close to 10K or something.
It's like, probably more than that, honestly.
I was like, have you opened the ESPN app recently?
Have you seen the news?
Yeah. Like obviously, obviously they had set it out. Like, I think they're gonna be able to pull a fast one on like someone isn't getting that much money would like kind of know.
I think there was a point in time where people who owned his cards were actually like extremely convinced that he was gonna be playing baseball, like maybe even that same season or something like that. All right, we are getting down to it. The giveaway is going to be open for a little bit longer, so make sure to jump in there soon and get those entries in. Tom says, I was checking PWC Sam on four cards. We all Sweet Holland 2020, 2021, Sapphire 99, Damrio Relic, Bowman U Green, Shimmer of 99, Jordan Travis, newest New York Jet color match, and then the 2010 Topps Babe Ruth / Garrick from last week. A little bit of everything through like 3 to 4 years now. So
Aaron Rodgers continues to be tortured by Jordans. They're following him everywhere.
Or maybe he's the Jordan mentor. Tom, I got to say, if you want to win giveaways, you need the dedication. You need to put in the work. You need to show that you're not a one and done. Tom has been around a lot for the last few years. Indeed, he has he's definitely not. He hasn't missed. Now, I mean, maybe he's missed an episode, but if you have, you probably watched on repeat. You know why? Because Tom puts in that grind. So yeah, if you want to be able to win giveaways here, it's a volume thing. Come here. We always give away at least something at the end of each episode, and it's been fun for sure. So thanks, Tom, for joining once again, and congrats on that sweet Gary and Ruth last week. Let us know what was your favorite giveaway last, or the favorite giveaway you won. Real Music is a 3-time champ. 100% Ritual. We love to hear that. That's good to hear.
You guys better hope that Aaron doesn't choose you today, because that number ain't going up.
Burn. All right. Giveaway's close. Let's get these.
We're getting close to the one page.
Are we? Oh, I have an early wake up tomorrow. Goodness.
What time?
I don't know, but I have to.
What time does like stuff start?
The 7:30 is breakfast.
Oh.
7:30 Eastern time too.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all right. We like breakfast. We like food.
you get Aaron food and coffee. Happy man.
Happy man. It's, and some cards. It's not too hard.
That's true.
But that's exactly what we got going on. All right. Just getting the list of names. Julian, are we down to a certain amount of cards yet? Do we need to be picking?
I think it's just a little bit onto the second page.
Jim says he's 0 for 45.
Well, Aaron's 0 for 100. What is this?
118.
He's 0 for 113. Don't feel so bad.
Yeah, true. I mean, everyone's got the same odds as me picking each week, which is actually really sad if you put it that way, that I've never won.
All right, so we have one card left on the second page. So we can
I'm picking.
I'm going with the are we picking one in the green or?
Yeah.
I'll go with the 1998 Yu-Gi-Oh. No.
This one?
Yeah.
Dang it, I was going to pick that. Look cool.
Lit. I aspire to have hair like that.
I'm going to go with the Michael Jordan ad, BGS9. Yeah. I'm a big big fan of that. The in-flight one, the blue and black, really cool. All right, let's get this giveaway done. Why don't we? Here we go.
I'm locked in now.
One, we got 24 names here. Two, don't forget, top name and bottom name are going to win. I'm going to go with Kurt. Kurt threw a couple comments this time. Feeling it for Kurt.
Sorry, Kurt. That's a fortunate number 18, Garrett.
Oh my gosh, I was too off. I was gonna go Midwest Rips. Midwest Rips number one. Midwest Rips number one, and Jay snags the last spot. Those are
congrats. The winners.
Congratulations on getting your giveaways. And we are going to have you – sorry, Kurt. we are going to have you email us, info@slabstocks.com. You're going to have to send over your identity key for us to transfer those to you. So send us an email, info@slabstocks.com. Go to your preferences. Copy the key and send it to us. So, and my item is sold, so that's fun. Congrats, Midwest Rips. You got the Jimmy Butler, and then Jay got the Dad's Cookies.
Dad's Cookies. So it's like a bad dad joke, like in the making, where you're like, can I have some cookies? You're like, those are Dad's Cookies.
So you got your Yu-Gi-Oh still running, huh?
Yeah.
What else we got going? There's a lot of random cards. There's a lot of random cards.
Quite a few of these Neon Genesis. I don't know the backstory behind that.
Doing this episode an hour later than normal, it feels way different. Like I'm way more tired now than normally.
You're progressively getting to regular time. You started at 2:45 a.m. or whatever it was last week, and now it's just an hour different. Now next week, who knows, maybe you'll be in like Japan or something.
No, surely not. I will be back at the main studio next week, normal time. normal Sunday.
I don't know. Maybe living the life. Get that the private slab sock jet and like.
Whew. No, I will happily live life in Milwaukee, Wisconsin next week. We got 22 seconds left on Julian's Yu-Gi-Oh! See, the thing is that Julian losing doesn't only mean that he loses. It means I get to go to bed. So we have a double W.
All right, somebody bid on this card. Yes, on command.
Real music. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now for the Topps Industry Conference. It's a three-day event. Breakers and shop owners meet up in – we're at the College Football Hall of Fame right now. So pretty exciting. And Waffle House is very close to where we are. So I've never been to
Waffle House, but I've heard like great reviews.
I haven't either, but there's one very close. So maybe on the way out on Tuesday, we'll grab a little waffle.
Well, it certainly won't be little, but yes, grab some Waffle House.
Tom with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Comment too. But yeah, Julian.
Kirk picked up some Bowen First Chrome Mookie Betts. Hard to go wrong on that. It's an absolute beast.
Yeah, dude is an absolute beast. I can't believe I'm getting held hostage because of Julian's Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm good at what I do. I apologize. My skill.
Why couldn't you have picked the? I don't know, the LeBron.
You should have given me. You should have like texted me and said like choose the worst one, and I would have chosen like a terrible card.
No, I'm just
messing around. I would have done that because I'm a winner. I'm a competitor.
You see this Pokemon square cut card? You ever see a square cut Pokemon card in your life?
Aren't they all square cut?
No, they have rounded. Every single one has rounded edges.
What?
What?
Really?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yes, you did. Come on, man. Look at this. They look like this, Julian. They have rounded edges.
They do?
Rounded corners.
Cards too?
Rounded corners. You know that.
Pokemon.
You knew that they have rounded corners.
What was the first edition, 1996?
1999.
Okay. Oh, you're right.
No, don't even do that to me.
I guess I never really noticed that.
Yeah, so there's like a couple.
I probably noticed it as a kid, but probably thought it was rounded because I like destroyed the heck out of them. So that's a very like desirable card there. I should have chosen.
Yeah, it's like an error card. Let's see what's the score of this game.
Photo of Aaron running. Wait, what?
I didn't hear you.
I didn't say anything.
All right, sounds good.
Come on, Yu-Gi-Oh. Yugi. Yeah, and when you get back to the studio, then we won't hear the aggressive typing either.
Yes, it's so loud because it's like the microphone's right next to it. I will not speak.
Jim said greasy, cheesy goodness. They throw cheese on their waffles.
Okay, I love me like a good like. Okay, I have to say. I've had an absolute fire waffle with cheese in it, but check this out. Wait, just listen. Don't disrespect Mama Slabs' cooking. You're disrespecting
I mean, that sounds very nice.
Dude, wait. Okay. It's not like where there's like cheese like drizzled over the top. It's like a few like pieces of shredded cheese that kind of get in the waffle batter. It gets like really like kind of like crispy. And then there's bacon inside of it too. So good. So good. It smacks. It's having high school. But I love waffle. I like me a good chicken and waffle.
I'd be going in right now, but because you said mama, like I can't because mama's the goat. Like she could probably make it taste good, but like, dude, cheese on waffles, that just.
Listen, don't think of it like being like shredded cheese is like on
top. Dude, the tactical that would have been taken would have been insane.
Would have been insurmountable.
Oh my god.
Jim, you clearly haven't been to Europe. There's a lot of delivery people but with bicycles.
Yeah.
Like everywhere. They ride bicycles.
That's a skill. Delivering with on a bike, like, dude, that's respect. You're getting a bigger tip if you're doing that.
They got like the little like heated container in the
Yeah. And they, some of them wear like the vest of the company that they're like, it's like a work vest.
Right. Okay. Well, was this guy, did he like have like the pizza like strapped under his arm? Like
one arm just like going and
like the Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me. You ever see that?
Yeah, I've heard the song. Okay. Also, well, I'm pretty shocked that this CJ Stroud is going for as much as it is. Leaf.
What in the world? Dude, that's insane. I mean, there's no reason why a Leaf auto of his is that. I mean, that's crazy, but.
Dude, I'm competing with these Neon Genesis cards. I'm gonna get smacked. I don't understand why they keep going.
Yeah, you're about to get slapped for sure. Or at least I hope you are.
Guys, if I need to think of something Aaron can do. If Aaron appears on the PWCC show next weekend, he will cut his hair like this, the Genesis, Neon Genesis, and dye it. Dude,
that's just so stupid. If he appears on the show that he's been on for every week for 119 straight weeks, other than maybe like one.
Oh, man. All right, I'll make something a little bit harder.
Nice. I love that, Tom. Good stuff. I got a Christian Yelich Patrick autograph this week. Are you surprised?
You did?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
I mean, it's on my phone. Hey, you're muted now. You're muted. Can't hear you, sir. Now you're muted on the computer. I wonder if you like unplugged your mic on accident. Dude, you killed your mojo. You just lost because you muted your mic. He's done. He's out of here. Get him out of here. No, dude, that thing for sure ended. Don't tell. Yeah, it's done. Game over. I can't even. Can I hear you? Nope, you're done. I can't hear you. Click the button at the top. Click the button at the top.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Dude, that messed my mojo up so bad.
Just toasted yourself.
But I said, if I don't win, then you have to cut your hair and dye it like that.
I didn't hear that.
I said it.
You probably said if I win. All right. That's it, everyone. That's a wrap. It's late here in Atlanta. Excited for tomorrow's industry conference. I'll see what I can share, if anything, come tomorrow, hopefully. Other than that, everyone, have a great year. Sorry, Julie, thanks for joining. Sorry you didn't win. Neither did I, though. So,
yeah.
Yeah, right back at yourself, too. all right, everyone. Thanks for joining. Same place, same time next week. I will be in the main studio. And, yeah, excited for that. And we'll see you all next time.